After a two-hour conversation with President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, Mark Morial, president of the National Urban League, says Biden expressed a commitment to racial justice in his coming administration, and that is already evident in some of his cabinet picks.
Today, I think, was the beginning of a working relationship with the administration to go forward on a wide variety of issues. We appreciate the presence and the appointment of Cedric Richmond, my homeboy from Louisiana, who will be in a prominent role in the White House.
Cedric Richmond, Democratic representative from Louisiana, announced recently he would be leaving his office to serve as a senior advisor to President-elect Joe Biden and as director of the White House Office of Public Engagement. The former Black Caucus chair faces scrutiny from racial and environmental justice groups for receiving fossil fuel and chemical contributions, more than $400,000 in contributions in over a decade, according to the Center for Responsive Politics. Morial also applauded the appointment of Representative Marcia Fudge to head the Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD. Fudge will be the first Black woman since 1979 to hold that position.
HUD has been asleep for the last 4 years, has not been at the table in the growing housing crisis that people face. The agency needs a dose of energy, a dose of direction, and someone with the gravitas to make it a real player in domestic policy in this country.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to rack the economy, millions of Americans will soon face devastating rental and mortgage debt if the current Trump administration decides to allow the federal eviction moratorium to expire at the end of the month. In addition to rental assistance and other financial aid, which could potentially arrive in forthcoming legislation, Morial says Fudge, as head of HUD, will play a key role in crafting the coming administration's response to the ensuing housing crisis. He also indicated that their meeting with Biden would be the first of many to come. Reverend Al Sharpton, founder of National Action Network, which led the March on Washington earlier this year, says he and other civil rights leaders are in agreement with Biden on police reform.
I've been in the room with Vice President-elect Kamala Harris and the mother of Eric Garner, where she said they would fight for police reform. We're not talking about taking the police away. We're not talking about taking their funds away. We're talking about distributing the resources properly. But we're talking about holding them accountable to the law.
Sharpton said he told Biden his cabinet should reflect America. He said prominent civil rights attorney Tony West and Deval Patrick, former governor of Massachusetts, in addition to Democratic senator from Alabama Doug Jones, were being considered for attorney general. But no commitments on individual appointments were made during their conversation. Sharpton and others said Biden should urge the passage of voter protections, such as the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. Sharon Eiffel, president of the NAACP Legal Defense and Education Fund, said besides cabinet appointments, Biden can use his executive power to make meaningful change.
I raised with the president-elect the importance of Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which prohibits the federal government from providing funding to any program that engages in discrimination. And I reminded him that this could be and should be a powerful tool in not supporting police departments that engage in discrimination.
Eiffel said she also reminded Biden his executive power could be used amidst the possibility of a divided Senate following the Georgia runoff election next year. I'm Chris Lee, reporting for KPFA.